This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares class. And hour number two is complete seriousness. No more doublespeak this hour. This is absolutely the truth that we're telling you. First hour, we were just having some fun. And I wanted to see with Rick, what would happen if we did twice doublespeak? How would it affect our ratings? Our ratings are high. I don't get it. I absolutely don't get it. Does this mean that we are teaching you to ferret out the truth for yourself? Does it mean that people like just the sound of Rick Miller's voice? What is it? What is it that causes people to listen to us doing absolute doublespeak, which we're not going to do anymore this, you know, today? And I'm told the class, I told all of you that if we ever do it again, we will tell you we're going to do it and up front. And that's what we did the last hour. Okay, a lot of what we said made absolutely no sense. And I didn't get a chance to say this, but this is true. I worked for a Fortune 100 company, and I had a boss, and he was a pretty interesting guy. It was a lot of fun. And we had a corporate, not like a newspaper, but it was like a flyer that would come out, and you know, things were happening, anniversaries and new projects that the company was working on. And it would come out once a month, and it had a classified section where you could put a free ad. Well, I decided that just as a lark, I would put an ad in the paper for using my boss's telephone number at work, you know, his extension. And I said that, you know, for sale, it was an anectizer with pilus blades and a full bore. Now, let me spell anectizer. E-N-E-C-D-I-Z-E-R. And it had pilus blades, P-I-L-U-S, next word, blades, B-L-A-D-E-S, and a full bore, B-O-R-M. And I put call Bob and his phone number. You know, people called him up. They wanted to know what it was that he was selling. Then another time I put an ad in the paper. For his car, I had an old Porsche 914, a little four-cylinder. I bought it for, I think, $1,800 or $2,000. And he liked it so much, he bought one. So I decided that I would put an ad in the newspaper, the corporate rag, for his car. And a ridiculously low price. Every clerk in the company was calling him, wanting to buy his car because, you know, it's like, I don't know, $600 or something like that. But, you know, we've had fun over the years with what might be called practical jokes back then. But now I think that there's laws against that kind of stuff. So, Rick, did you, in all seriousness, did you pull any practical jokes?
I've had to begin selling my rare library just to survive. I've sold my Aleister Crowley books. I've sold my tarot deck. I've sold, I put my car, my 280Z, up for sale. It's terrible what's happening in America right now.
Are you serious? You're selling your 280Z?
I'm going to have to. I have no choice.
Oh, man, don't sell that.
It's terrible, Vincent. You know what's happening on your farm.
Absolutely.
Look at me. My only source of income is from books. And I haven't had a book sale in weeks. How does that work? Well, I look on Amazon, and, you know, they have a rating on how popular your title is for different books that you sell. My Magical and Ritual Use series are on Amazon Prime. They're robust. yet, that's Simon & Schuster. And Simon & Schuster says they're not doing print-on-demand, but they are, because there they are. And I've asked them for an accountability. That's when they stopped taking my phone calls. Now, that's just old books I've written from 50 years ago. And I have been selling books for 50 years, and I have never, ever experienced what's happening to me now in my book sales and my various titles. I don't know. I don't understand it. And I can't get there from here. And if I were to, you know what Amazon is? Amazon is a giant parking lot with flea markets. And do you think that they care what crime is going on out there? No, they don't give a, it's not their problem. Some of it's real, some of it's not. I have a sense it's somebody I know. I don't know how to prove it. Every time I call Amazon, I get someone from the Philippines that can't even pronounce my name. When my girlfriend Julie asks for escalation, the same person comes on with a different name. And we busted them on that. They're criminals. And yet, they're allowed to get away with it, and everything is fine, and everybody supports Amazon. And if you think Amazon's the problem, it started with Ingram and Barnes & Noble. And now, Google is the worst criminal of all of them with their AI. And this is all happening right now to people like me. I am literally, when I was kidding you about Taco Bell, I'm not kidding. I actually am going to have to take a job doing something like Taco Bell. Literally. That's me and all of my polymath. Now, you tell me what's wrong with our society, and I'll say to you that everybody out there is a criminal.
Rick, it's really bad here at the farm, too. Okay, we use electrical fence tape, and it's this polyethylene plastic ribbon about a half inch wide. It's white, and, you know, it's got some UV protection. It has six stainless steel fine wires in it. We electrify it, and we like that way better than barbed wire, because what happens is when the cows bump into it, they just get a shock, and they go, you know what, I'm not going to bump into that anymore, as compared to getting cut up on barbed wire. Well, our fencing, the price of poly tape has gone up so much. We've got miles and miles and miles. I mean, a lot of miles of this run all over the farm. And when it breaks, we just tie it back together, and we've got poly tape that's got, I don't know, 20 knots in a section of poly tape, because we're doing everything we can. Now, maybe years ago we'd say, you know what, this is so old, maybe we should, you know, not risk using it anymore. It's got so many knots and so much resistance in each knot, and it doesn't carry electricity as well, so maybe we should just throw it away. Nope, we're using it. And we've had to sell half of our herd because we had a drought and we couldn't feed them. Now what we're doing is we're trying to cut hay, but we can't because it's so soggy. Yesterday we had a half an inch of rain in 20 minutes. We had some flooding. It's tough. It is, and I'm not crying the blues. I'm just telling people that not only are they having problems with, oh, their jobs have been cutting hours. 200 Walgreens stores are shutting down.
It's funny. It's going to be the Fed has already stopped taking paper money. They have threatened the United States. It is no longer happening. It's all about cryptocurrency. China is falling apart at the seams right now. And while all of this is happening, nobody focused on the fact that Iceland is so bad in the melting of ice right now that parts of New York City are literally, by winter, going to be underwater. Literally. Mm-hmm. And nobody's reporting that. It's well, in the news.
You and I have been forecasting that for years. You know, as long as we've been on the air together, roughly 8 years, we've been talking about that. You mentioned
the winter that we're about to have is going to be so bad that if you have cattle, there is a high likelihood you're going to lose half of your herd just from the cold. And by 2024, Jet Propulsion Laboratory is now predicting that there will be parts of Canada that are uninhabitable. And that is coming up to a restaurant near you.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the New World Order and what they've been selling us. Everything is false. The only thing I am finding true right now are these TV series like Designated Survivor. That's the only thing that seemingly has any semblance to truth being presented on what's happening around us on a day-to-day basis.
I have another series that I suggest you consider watching. It's called Wayward Pines, Wayward, W-A-Y-W-A-R-D, next word, Pines, P-I-N-E-S, absolutely riveting. And one of the things that we're finding out about these series that we call them documentaries, if you want, like Designated Survivor, like Jericho, like Survivors from the 1970s, BBC production, one of the things that we're finding is that throughout all of these series, you'll see individual greed, and then you'll see individual stupidity, and then you'll see the combination of individual greed combined with individual stupidity and how it takes a toll on everyone. Well, Designated Survivor has so much individual greed in it. Each person who is working for the federal government at whatever capacity shown in that series, with exception of the president, okay, Kiefer Sutherland plays the president, except for him, pretty much everyone else has an individual agenda, what's in it for that person, and that's the most important thing. They will sell out everyone.
Either that, or they're caught up in such grief because of their, you know, family dying and or whatever, that their behavior is aberrant for a brief moment, setting off a series of events that are irreversible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is what consciousness is all about and why death is not real. This place that we're currently enjoying is absolutely not real. There are literally dream states that have more content to reality than consciousness. And I was reading this book, Future Shock, where our technology is going so quickly now that we would dream of creating a nuclear power plant without having first in place a way to get rid of nuclear waste, and we still don't have it, and it takes over a year to close down a single nuclear power plant. You just don't turn it off. It takes a full year to power it down. And if you don't understand when the grid goes down what is going to happen to the New Madrid fault line as just a typical Fukushima times 20.
Hold that thought.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, a lot of the signs are right in front of us, and I'll tell you what I mean in just a second. You mentioned Future Shock. That's 40 years ago. And in Future Shock, it was a book, and it predicted an electronic frontier. We call that the Internet. Prozac. A YouTube type thing, cloning, homeschooling, self-induced paralysis of too many choices, instant celebrities, and the end of blue-collar manufacturing. That was 1970. Can you imagine that?
Well, that's what's happening now. Here we are at the end of days. Mm-hmm. And nobody sees it because of the distractions.
Let's talk about the end of days. I have in front of me. That's what Rush Limbaugh does. He rattles the
paper. What do you do? Rustling some papers to make it look official.
Yeah, that's what Rush Limbaugh does.
I did that with sneezing.
Yeah. And so I have in front of me the flyer from Aldi. It's a small store that's packed with lots of items you can buy, and it's the only business that Walmart is concerned about. Aldi can get more dollars through the register per hour, per unit of measure of time, than Walmart can. They're more efficient. The people who operate the cash registers are the same people who stock the shelves. Even the manager stocks the shelves and literally runs the forklift, operates the register. Everybody does everything. Okay, so they lead by example in those stores. Well, Aldi, I have a flyer. It's 4 pages. Okay, it's actually one sheet of paper folded into, we'll call it, 4 pages. Of these 4 pages, they have things like packaged meats. packaged rolls, deli meats, Coca-Cola, packaged water, packaged cheese food singles, Freezy Pops, Chinese junk like, you know, little inflatable rafts and things for your pool, dog mats, little pool. You can buy some cheap shovels, things that look like Tupperware containers, folding tables, a little tent, candles, potato chips, crackers, mustard, ketchup, relish, all kinds of
things. All the things that make you obese.
Right. Plastic cups, plastic knives, forks, spoons, napkins. Okay. And then one half of one page, one half of one of the four pages is for fresh fruit. One half of one page, and fresh chicken leg, and fresh meat. That's it, period. So 12.5% of this is for fresh food. The rest is Chinese junk and prepared foods. So it's right in front of us. What is happening is right in front of us. You go to Aldi, and I go to Aldi. I'm not saying don't go there. Their quality was better, but their choices are becoming fewer and fewer. The depth of the shelves, less stock, less choices, more Chinese junk to fill our landfills. Okay? More non-food items, more trinkets at Aldi than ever before. Fewer choices. So if you look at Walmart, same thing. What is happening is our food supply is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It's right in front of our eyes, but do we see it? Not so much, right? So word to the wise, pay attention. And if you don't have yours yet, get it. And I'm talking about your handgun, your shotgun, your rifle. And if you don't have refills for it, get them too. And I'm not just talking about a box of 20. I'm talking about get enough so that you can actually be proficient and do what you need to do with it. And make sure everybody in the family knows
how to do your own reloads.
Absolutely.
Because you're not going to be able to buy reloads.
And if your government gets what they intend to do, there's going to be a clampdown on these things. So I suggest you consider getting them right away. And if your state allows you to buy one privately, you know, like you go to a gun show and there's a guy walking around with a pistol and you think you like it, and you're from that state, and you're not a felon, and he's from that state, and he's not a felon, you can say, can I legally buy this from you? And if he says yes, okay, because I thought I could. Do your own research, and you may want to buy it at less and no paperwork. And it's perfectly legal in many locations. Check it out. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An immigration sweep by the feds, arresting about 680 people at 7 Mississippi work sites. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
ICE carried out search warrants at the sites seeking undocumented immigrants and evidence related to federal crimes. The agents interviewed and fingerprinted those who were arrested before processing them for removal from the U.S. and transporting them to an ICE facility in Louisiana. Pico Foods facilities in the Canton Edmonton, Bay Springs, and Sebastopol areas were among the sites included in the searches.
It's being called the largest workplace enforcement action in a single state in a single day in the nation's history. In Southern California, a man's in custody after police say he killed four people and wounded several others during a stabbing and robbery spree in Garden Grove and Santa Ana last night. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Do it. Ted in Washington, welcome. You're on with Doc Ram.
Hello, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Can you hear me all right?
Yep, hear you 5x5. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Well, I had a question for Doc Ram. Several years ago, there was a gentleman out of the Grants Pass, Medford area. He was a trucker, and I believe he was a distributor of an oil additive for automotive engines called McClure CE10. That's Charlie Edward-10. And All I have was an address, but I'm not able to get a hold of this person anymore. I cannot find the lubricant, but it was a heavily lead-based lubricant for automotive engines that was supposed to be quite incredible. Just wanted to ask Doc Ram if he had any information about somebody local there in his neck of the woods.
I remember him also. I don't think he's around anymore. The there's been pressure on the use of lead as it in engines because it does work. And of course, you know, Mopar, et cetera, doesn't really appreciate that. If you want to do what I do, I use Redline oil. And it's four times the expense in my 280Z, and yet now my 280Z no longer uses oil. I would go through a quart every 2,000 miles or so, and now I have no problem at all. It does not burn it out. My engines are running. My engine is now 300,000 miles on the port with a quarter pound true across each port. So Redline oil has been how I have now gotten better performance with my engine than using lead. Redline is made with jojoba and other kinds of high temperature oils that will not break down like normal petroleum-based oils will. That's my best to you. I don't know where he is anymore. I remember him from years ago, and now I don't know who he is or where he is because I haven't focused on that as much as I'm now using Redline. I do have a 1976 280Z in mint condition now available for sale if you're up for it, and I can give you a deal, and I will drive it all the way across country and deliver it to you personally if you pay the price.
That's cute. I appreciate that. I know exactly what you mean. I am very familiar with the Redline brand along with Amsoil, and I do appreciate that. If I come across the address once again, maybe I can forward it to you.
Yeah, you're welcome to do that. Just realize I've been ill. I am getting over 300 email every day, and I'm trying to write, and I have discovered that most of the email I'm now getting is purposefully sent to me as a distraction, trying to stop me from writing. And so I've become ruder to people in that I am no longer as accessible as I used to be because most of it's AI generated and it pisses me off. And to know who's real and who isn't, and even people like Joey, who's my very dear friend, don't understand yet just the extent of what the kinds of attacks I'm currently enjoying. My girlfriend and I are at our wit's end. It has literally made me sick for more than a month. I mean, in depression and just the pressure of not even being able to write. It's just, it's terrible. And why me? I'm not a conspiracist and I'm not a whistleblower. And yet, there is no question I have now become a person of interest. Why? Now, Rick, I'm just empowering people. What's wrong with that? Well, you know, I could go on and on about that part because it's become very clear to me that, and most of it, I don't even know where it's coming from.
Rick, it's not just you. It's happening to a lot of us, including Joey. And
everything's breaking down, by the way. The electronics, like
correct.
My telephone. The quality of my voice right now is one-tenth what it was when I first bought my phones. How's that work?
Well,
everything is breaking down. Everything.
Quality in everything is going downhill. To address what you said about helping people, I used to help people all the time, and I've said on the air, probably to my detriment, that I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore for the same reason. We get attacked on emails. We get attacked by people we know. People are telling us what to do, what to say. I'm not trolls are not going to tell me what to do. I don't work for trolls. Those guys are parasites. I have no interest in helping them at all. I won't even sell my book because I don't want the trolls to get that information. I don't want, that's how much I don't want to help them. Okay? So as far as, is it just you? No, it's not just you. It's you, it's me, it's Joe, it's all of us. We have now gotten to the point where we don't trust hardly anything. Some guy who looks like he's begging on the street corner for money because he's absolutely broke and he's in a wheelchair, he's a fraud. He's a fraud because he's got a house, he's got a car, he, you know, he, that's his job on the weekends. He'll make $500 on a weekend or more just saying every bit helps. He's not saying he's broke, he's not saying he's handicapped, he's just in a wheelchair. And you make the assumption that he's
broke. Those guys are literally making more money than we are.
Absolutely.
And I'm, right now, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I'm actually literally filling out a job application for Taco Bell. And all I want now, I have manuscripts ready to go to press, and I can't even publish because I don't have the money. E-books, and it's terrible.
Ted, what are you seeing? Is this foreign, what Rick and I are talking about, is this foreign to what you're seeing, or are you seeing what we're seeing?
No, sir, not at all. It is not foreign. It is spot on. Telemarketing's robocalls, and it's my opinion that any particular person that has a great following, whether it's a radio show host or an author of a book, people like that are going to be targeted more often than not.
Ted,
you know, whether they're an artist or...
Ted, you're a very bright guy. I've talked to you on air and off air. And I very highly respect your opinion. So I'm going to ask you if you don't mind. Rick and I did two broadcasts about nonsense and gibberish because I wanted to know, are people paying attention? I really wanted to know. I don't think they do. I don't think people listen. I think when you talk to people, they're thinking about their next comment back to you while you're talking to them, and they're not paying attention, or they don't want to hear what you're saying. And in the case of giving people advice and counsel, and hey, here's something you can do to make things better for you so that won't happen again, whatever it is, they don't pay attention. They don't take your advice. They don't take your counsel. They're not interested. It's too hard. They're distracted by the latest shiny thing that crosses their visual path. Are you seeing that as well in your world? We've never met, Ted. Are you seeing that as well?
Almost on a daily basis, sir. I mean, you can actually notice and realize that they're not paying attention to what you're saying. They are fetching, looking for the next thing to say. And then even if it's a company meeting, if you will, the commenters and the mumblers are going to sit at the back of the room, and those that actually care are going to sit on the very front row to pay attention and receive the content. And the mumblers in the back of the room, they're distracted, and then they ask, oh, could you explain this, when the whole topic of the meeting was what they were just asking about.
Yeah. That, I believe, is happening at an ever-increasing rate. And there are people who have no business being in those meetings, but for some reason they're still there. Yes, they're sitting in the back, and they are disruptive, and they're wasting everybody's time. And people are polite with them rather than throwing them out.
Exactly. And I had one more question and comment to ask before we go.
Go ahead.
You've touched upon this subject a few times in the past, but I would really looking forward to a deeper episode where we can go in depth on how to opt out of the upcoming census.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I do, and it's painful. I'll just give you my answer right now. When I get the census form, I am treated to the deluxe version, the really long form with how many Mexicans, how many people speak English. I mean, 16 pages. And I always do the same thing. I put the number of people who live at that residence, at that location, on that day period. That's it. No more information. That's all I do. And then I get hounded. I get hounded with telephone calls, and then I say, well, Send it to me. In case of the agricultural census, I don't fill it out. I don't fill it out at all. The enumeration census, the U.S. census, I fill out only with the number of people who live on our property at that date. That's all. And they hound me and threaten me, and I say, come get me. And then they drop it. But it takes
okay,
months.
Okay, well, guess what?
I had
somebody hack my computer 4 years ago. My office manager, frightened, gave them a credit card before she asked me. I got it canceled, and yet after 4 years, those people call me every day for 4 years. Now, that is not telemarketing that's trying to extort money. That's harassment, because nobody would continue harassing and calling every day when they're not making money.
That's
now,
unacceptable.
I can see clearly through everything that's going on, and I am now seeing that I get literally 3 calls every night from 2:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning. Every night. For more than a year.
Rick, I've got a suggestion. I have an answering machine.
Oh, by the way, and CenturyLink has no way to block those numbers. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'll tell you why. That's because the numbers are spoofed and they keep changing. What these people do is they get disconnected numbers from businesses.
Well,
how
about a security code where it isn't even a phone number?
Rick, here's what I do. I have an answering machine. And I don't answer the phone very often. If I see it's a number that
I
recognize...
Well, I know, but it still wakes you when the phone rings at 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, put the phone in another room and turn the ringer...
Now, here's the other problem on that. How about if it's really an emergency and one of my friends or my family trying to call me? You see, it's not right. But no longer are federal regulations that prohibit that are no longer enforced.
Right. Ted, could you hold on? Do you have time to hold on?
Sure, I can wait.
Okay, all right, we'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do... 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Ted in Washington's with us. I wanted to make a comment. Ted, I know you're up on technology. I learned recently, day before yesterday, that what we suspected is absolutely true. Microsoft's Skype. Microsoft bought Skype, and they've absolutely destroyed it, in my opinion. And I learned that they're listening into the phone calls, which I thought they were, but they now they admit it. And I tried to dump Skype, and boy, I had a subscription, $2.99 per month, and I could, you know, call all over the United States and Canada, and I kept it as a backup, so that if I had a notebook computer, I could make calls with my notebook computer if I had access to the internet wherever I traveled. Well, it took me about an hour to find the exact hidden, really well hidden location to cancel my subscription, but I did, and I got a thank you from Skype.com saying my subscription has been successfully canceled. That's like one of the best emails I've gotten in a long time. Ted, what are your thoughts about Skype and listening in?
My thoughts aren't positive. They are negative. I'm going to refrain from describing them in detail, but it reminds me of America Online. Couple decades ago, longer than that actually, from trying to cancel the subscription with them. They would give you additional CDs and freebies and other little carrots and lures. Reminds me of AOL.
Yep.
I was there when Mark Hume hired me to help PC Link change to AOL. I watched it all happen.
I dumped Facebook because of the spying, and then we have Amazon's Ring doorbell system, which Amazon is working with 200 clients of theirs, which are police departments, so they can spy on your neighborhood. So here's a comment, and I'd like each of your responses, if you don't mind. Rick, you go first when I make this statement. So you have a neighbor, a friend, and they've got Echo, or they've got Alexa, or they've got Siri, or they've got a Ring doorbell that is spying on you when you walk up to their house, you know, to have a cup of coffee. My opinion is I'm not going to those homes anymore. I'm not. They don't need to send me any invitations. I'm not going in to any parties, events, barbecues, cookouts. If they've got Alexa, Echo, smart devices, smart refrigerator, smart television, smart. If they've got that, I'm not going. Rick, your comments.
I agree.
They are no longer my friends. If they are so stupid as to have those devices, I don't want to be associated with them because they are letting their ignorance, their cavalier attitude about spying on me, being in their presence, I am no longer friends with them and I don't want to be any longer.
It's too many selfies and me first.
Ted, your comments, please.
Right away, I wanted to blurt out agreed, but I wanted to respectfully wait my turn. I am of the same mindset. I have nothing to do with those people, and I even tell them why, and if they get offended, then I'm sorry. My beliefs are that strong. And then an alternative to Skype would be signal.org. That one would be very worthwhile to look into.
Ted, I know you're a busy guy and you have a profession. Do you think you'd have some time to come on the air with me some Friday, not this Friday, but maybe a Friday?
I absolutely welcome the invite, but I'm not sure if we could do a after-hour podcast and you can have a recording and play it back because my time during the day is very dynamic. It's challenging, but yes, it can be done.
I'll tell you what, if you have an opportunity on a Friday, either 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. Central Time for an hour, contact me. You've got my contact information. Please do that, and we'll do everything we can to make that happen. So here, I guess the point is we are being spied on by all these big companies, and they're working together with the government corporations to gain more and more and more and more data from us. And
well,
I am not willing to provide it.
Going on now.
Please repeat.
There are several different governments going on right now. Which one are we talking about? See,
well, I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about the federal government corporation,
the federal government, the states,
the locals.
It's a bunch of different governments.
Well, I'm talking about all of them. All of these corporations posing as government that want and demand more information from us with muzzles of guns pointed at our head. And what I said was, I am not participating. I will comply with how many people live in our house on that date. Period. That's it. I'm not going to tell them how many Mexicans, how many Chinese, how many Indians, how many Italians, Germans, Irish, et cetera, live here. I'm not going to tell them how many cows, chickens, horses.
That's why Designated Survivor made a big issue about the white supremacists and why they're now rising, because they're going to be in the minority by 2024.
Ted, any quick final comments?
Not at this time. It's been a wonderful show, and thank you so much for having me on.
Ted in Washington, thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I really appreciate your insight. You're letting people know what's really happening on the ground. You always have.
I just got hacked this very moment on my computer. I can't believe it. I had to put a boot disk in to reboot.
Rick, I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.